Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning, we're up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Vav, so we're learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So we already mentioned which types of grain you can use to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah with on Pesach. Now we're going to discuss which vegetables you can use to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Maror with on Pesach. Following vegetables are all kosher to be used on Pesach for the Mitzvah of Maror. And the Gemara points out that we're listing them in order of preference, that the earlier on the list a vegetable appears, the more preferable it is to use it for the mitzvah of Maror. So bechazeres, lettuce. So lettuce is the ideal thing to use for the mitzvah of Maror. So even though lettuce we have all the time, you know, we have salads with romaine lettuce in it, but lettuce, the Gemara explains, if you leave it in the ground for a long time, it will become very bitter, and therefore it has the status of Maror and is in fact the ideal vegetable for Maror. Uva ulshin and endives. Uva tamcha and tamcha, which tamcha people typically translate as horseradish, but that's somewhat controversial whether tamcha actually means horseradish. It became the most traditional vegetable to use for Maror, even though it's also the most questionable whether it's actually Maror, because all the other items on the list are green leafy vegetables, and also all the other items on the list are bitter, not sharp, whereas horseradish is sharp. But be that as it may, Rosh Hashanah Arbach writes that you have to just trust the tradition, even though it doesn't seem that it's correct. Ubecharchavina, and with charchavina, whatever that is, some type of plant. Uvemarar, and something, a particular type of vegetable called marar, meaning marar is a term that is used to describe a broad category, and it also means a very specific thing. You have like that in the Hebrew language a lot of times, right? Like the term behema can mean wild beasts and regular animals, domesticated animals, or sometimes it means a behema as opposed to a chaya. The word yom, for example, can mean a full calendar day that is inclusive of day and night, or it can mean only day and not night. So over here also, maror could be the whole category, right, of the mitzvah of maror, or it can mean a particular type of vegetable which you could be yotzei the mitzvah of maror with. So yotzei bein lach and bein yivashin. You could be yotzei with these vegetables whether they're moist or whether they're totally dried out. Avalo kvushin, velo shlukin, velo mevushalin. But you can't be yotzei with them if they've been pickled, or they've been, or they were cooked for slow cooked for a long time, or they were cooked in a normal way. That you can't be yotzei with such vegetables. And mitzarf and the kazayas, they combine all together to make up a kazayas. Meaning, if you have a little bit of one vegetable, a little bit of the other one, so combined they make up a kazayas. Some suggest that maybe you could take lettuce and horseradish and put it together, and then mitzarif to a kazayas, and that way you'll have the bitterness and you'll of the horseradish, even though the lettuce is sweet, and you get the best of both worlds. But l'chora, that's incorrect, right? Because the problem with horseradish is that it might not actually be the proper vegetable. And if it's not the proper vegetable, then it's taking away from the taste of the lettuce, which is actually the taste of maror. So, okay, but there are different mahalchim in terms of how to do that l'maisa. V'yotzen bekelech shalhen, you could be yotze with the stalks of these vegetables. U'bidemayin, you could be yotze with vegetables that are demai, but my serishon shalat the chumas, so or my serishon the chumas ma'isa was already taken from, or my sheni the hekdish shenifdu, or my sheni and hekdish that have been niftes, that have been redeemed for money. So the Mishnah says that Mishnah Zayin now tells us that there are certain things that you can't do on Pesach because it might lead to chametz. Ein shorin es hamorsa in the tarnagolim. You shouldn't soak bran, which is like the outer kernel of the grain, in water on Pesach for chickens to be able to eat it, because obviously if you're soaking the grain, it could lead to chimutz aval cholten. But you're allowed to burn it in hot water, because hot water will not allow it to be machmir. A woman shouldn't soak bran in water to take with her to the bathhouse, but she could rub dry bran on her skin. A person shouldn't chew wheat kernels and put them on his wound on Pesach, because that will also cause it to become chametz, because his saliva will interact with the grain and might make the grain into chametz. So let's review what we did today. In Mishnah Vav, we listed listed the five vegetables that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of maror with, and we said it doesn't matter whether they're moist or dry, but not if they're cooked or slow cooked or pickled. And we said that all the different vegetables could be mitzarif with each other for a kazayis, and you could even use their stalks. But you cannot be yotzei with you can be yotzei rather even with demai, since poor people are allowed to eat demai, and with ma'aser rishon and shumas ma'aser was taken from, and with ma'aser sheni vehegdish that were redeemed. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that there are certain activities you shouldn't do because it might cause the grain to be machmitz. So you don't want to have chametz on Pesach. So you shouldn't soak the bran for your chickens on Pesach unless you're using scalding water. A woman should not soak bran that she's going to bring to the Beis HaMerchatz, but she's allowed to rub it dry on her skin. And a person shouldn't chew on wheat and put it on a wound on Pesach, because again, all of those things could lead to chimutz. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches.